This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. As the Senate passed the economic stimulus plan Tuesday, companies like Piper Aircraft continued to grapple with what they say are unprecedented market conditions. Piper laid off 300 of its 950 employees on Tuesday, and Chief Corporate Spokesman Mark Miller says there's no mystery as to why.
Well, unfortunately, this is the state of things right now. It's uncharted territory for sure, but this deepening global recession has just had such a huge impact. The fact of the matter is that people just aren't buying aircraft. They're not buying planes or boats or cars or making any other big-ticket purchases for that matter.
I think there's this perception that big companies have endless wells of money to draw on to keep their employees at work. What is the reality at Piper?
Well, the reality is that when sales stop coming in, when deliveries stop coming in, you have a workforce that is too large for the amount of orders that are coming in, frankly. And the tragedy, of course, is that it's a lot of pain, and these are agonizing decisions that we have to take. But general aviation has certainly been experiencing one of the worst downturns in its history, and we owe it to the company and the employees to ensure that Piper has a future. You know, currently we've laid off 300 employees. There's still 650 Piper employees currently at work, and it's important that we do everything we can to ensure the security of those jobs and to ensure the company's viability and future.
Okay, well, it's a little more complicated for Piper because you have these deals with the county and the state for job incentives and that sort of thing. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, we have an incentive contract with the county and the state to stay in Florida and specifically in Indian River County. It's a $32 million incentive package, which was designed to help Piper expand in Indian River County. It can only be spent on infrastructure, which confuses some people because they're saying, how can you be laying people off if you have these monies from the state and county? The reality is that they are for infrastructure only. And while we've received the first payment, these are three payments that make up the total. We've opted not to take the second payment until we see conditions improve and the economy improve, because to be building buildings and expanding infrastructure at this point is really probably not the most appropriate thing to do. I mean, the fact of the matter is that, you know, we're building far less than we normally would. We can't afford to keep a full workforce on, and we don't have sales to support that. So to be spending on infrastructure this time just would not make sense.
Okay, what about the jet?
Jet continues. Jet's important to us, and our development continues strong. We're putting the first prototype through its paces, and it's providing results that surpass our expectations.
Okay, well, somebody must be buying some airplanes. What is selling?
Right now, we've cut our forecast down to about 110 aircraft, and what's selling for us is the Matrix. And you know, the jet order sales are holding strong, but it's primarily Matrix and the PA-46s. You know, we deeply regret the pain this is causing, but the truth is that people aren't buying planes or boats or cars or making any other big-ticket purchases for that matter. It's never business as usual when people lose their jobs. We're talking about friends and neighbors, and the impact on them and their families and everyone else in the community is heart-wrenching. But we've had to do this to preserve the business and the approximately 650 jobs Piper continues to provide in this very difficult economy.
This has been Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.